Well, all righty, that was my cue to get on with the call. So, Lord, we come to you this morning. We're just forever grateful, for we know that our times are in your hand. And, oh, what a good place for our time to be. Lord, we thank you for the originators of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for the mandate that you gave them and their faithfulness to this call. Now, Lord, we ask for tsunami blessings over their lives, Lord. We ask that you run your nail-scarred hand up and down Dr. P.K. Roberts' body, delivering all infirmities from her in the name of Jesus. Father, she is whole and made well. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in both of their lives. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining them through the years. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank you for each and every prayer warrior, Lord. Father, we thank you for using us mightily for your kingdom. Have your way in our lives, Lord. We say to you, here we are. Send us out, Lord, to be your shepherds, to be your ministers in the marketplace, Lord. We thank you for the speaker, oh God, who's going to bring a word that we know is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us today. Use the speaker mightily. Bless whatever their hands touch. Bless their going out and their coming in. All of you and none of them, oh God. Father, thank you that you have given us ears to hear, and not only ears to hear, but hearts, oh God, to follow through on what we hear, to be doers of the word, not just hearers. We give you praise, Lord, and we thank you, oh God, that Satan has no place on this call. We extend a gag order, not an invitation, but a gag order to cease and desist any conflict that he or she or might want to cause. We give you praise and we call it done, that this call is going forth with clarity. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you and you alone, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TNC family, as I always say, I just love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day, but don't go yet because we want you to hear the message and the rest of the call. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer opening up the call this morning and seating and greeting everyone in the telecommunication sanctuary. We so love you dearly. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about the call for those that are new on the phone. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful women and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and our scripture reference is found in Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. This website is where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willis so wonderfully did this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word to share, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We are also looking for those that wish to be a part of our ministry to share what God has laid on your heart. So please contact Minister Brenda Terrell or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at info@themasterscall.net. And what has woven us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's the common thread that has woven us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This company is a I say ordained and blessed company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this information and this call with your family and friends and all those that you meet. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro Precinct customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? There's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Follow the prompts, and you will be joined in this call, again, at no charge. So share this information with your team members and your prospects and those that you know are having challenges with calling into the calls or to the live calls or our playbacks. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And today is Leadership Tuesday, where our leaders will download into you their great wisdom and helping you to build a great artist business. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-POWN. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POWN. So right now I would like to move out of the way and get our speaker up for the hour. The speaker of the hour is none other than Evangelist Wanda Walker. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to the Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of the late Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda serves as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 90s. She has a heart to help hurting women. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the ministry, and she serves the women of God. Evangelist Wanda is married. She has three children, four grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. She has also received a certificate from the Joseph Business School. She is an artist distributor and truly, truly believes in God. She received a certificate in intercessory prayer and Bible study. So right now, I'd like to bring this wonderful woman of God before you so she can give you the message that God has laid on her heart this morning. So get your pens and papers out and take copious notes as she comes and shares with you the word of the Lord. Evangelist Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Thank you so much. God bless you, my sister.
Take it away.
Good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for greeting the people. God bless you. Thank the Lord for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, as well as Dr. Pastor V. Weatherspoon. Thank God for you all. Thank the Lord for the Artist's Life family. Without the Diaz de Leon family, none of us would be connected. So I thank the Lord for that. Now, let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just thank you. I bless you and I praise you. Thank you for this time, Lord. Father, I pray that I decrease and you increase and you say what you would have to say to us today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. And today, my title is The Devil is Still a Liar. How many of us know people that do not tell the truth? They tell you one thing and then they do another. Liars. Liars, liars. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be the devil, allowing the devil to use me. He is full of lies. It's so many people. It's even people that tell you they'll purchase some product from you, and when it comes time to get the product, you know, they ain't going to get it. Well, if you knew you wasn't going to get it in the first place. So, you know, it's okay. It's no problem if you don't want it. But why did you lie? Liars. Liars. Let's go to St. John, the 8th chapter, and the 44th verse. And it reads, you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you would do. He was a murderer, excuse me, from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he, the devil, is a liar and the father of it. Satan is a liar. He can never, ever tell us the truth. All he can do is lie. Who want that type of father? Who want to recognize that type of father? Who wants to lift up that type of father that is a murderer with his mouth, a murderer killing, shooting? Who wants to serve a father like that? Who wants to call somebody that is like that their father? We don't want that type of father. We want the father that is in John 14 and the 6th verse that says, Jesus is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by him. Jesus is the truth. There is all truth in Jesus. In Numbers 23:19, he is not a man that he should lie. He is not a liar. He will not lie to us. He tell us the truth all the time, not some of the time, but all the time. There is no lying in him. He is not a liar. You can trust him. You can stand on what he says in his word. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. We want a father that is the truth, that tells us the truth. I don't like when people lie to me. You know, you don't have to lie to me. Tell me the truth. Even if you don't want to do what I ask you to do, just tell me the truth. It's okay. It's all right. No love is lost. But don't lie to me. Don't just look in my face and lie. You are of your father, the devil. That time, you letting your father use you, and that is the devil, because you are not telling the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We don't want to have a part of the Father that is a liar. John is John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We can only come through the Father through Jesus. Jesus is the truth. He is the life. The word says also, all of the liars are going to have their part in the lake of fire. I don't want to have my part in the lake of fire for lying. I want to tell the truth. I don't want to lie. Tell the truth. I tell that devil, you a liar in my body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You don't have no place in my body. His job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He's going to attack your body, but you still got to stand on what God says. You got to stand on his word. You got to say what he say. You are not a liar, devil. I'm not a liar. You a liar, and you still defeated because he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace is upon me, and by his stripes I'm healed. So I don't care what you do to me, because you got a job to do and I got a job to do too. And my job is to let you know, you get up under my feet where you belong. You doing your job, I'm doing mine. And I ain't no liar. I tell the truth. You are a liar. You are a defeated foe. So, hallelujah, get out of my body. And go where somebody going to let you stay, because you can't not stay in my body in the name of Jesus. I told the devil, you a liar in my finances. He let me know, you ain't going to be able to do this and you ain't going to be able to do that. Oh, yes, I can, because my Father said he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Philippians 4:19. Then he turned around and said he was going to give me the desires of my heart when I delight myself in him in Psalms 37:4. What you mean? You are a liar. No, you are defeated, foe, devil. You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. You cannot tell the truth because you are full of lies. So, you're defeated. What did he come? He coming to steal my relationship with the Lord. He is a liar. He want to steal my relationship. He want to steal your prayer life. He want to steal your studying time. He want to steal it because he don't want you to be all that God has called you to be. He wants you to be defeated. He wants you to be like him, a liar, saying what you going to do and don't do it. Lord, I don't want to be like that. Yes, I have fell short sometimes. But I declare, I decree, and I know the Lord have the victory in my life. No matter what it look like, no matter what it seem like, no matter what the devil do, because he got a job to do, the word says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So it's going to be formed, but it's not going to prosper. Just walk in truth. Jesus is the truth. The devil is a liar, and he can never tell you the truth because the truth is not in him. A liar is a person who tells lies, a person who says what is not true. I'm going to tell you what is true. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I hate liars, and the Lord hate them too. He said, a liar cannot tarry in my sight. So when that devil starts speaking lies to you, you let him know. Devil, you a liar. You the father of lies. You're going to continue to be a liar when Jesus come back. But I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, I'm not a liar. I tell the truth. And you are not my father I will not do what you want me to do. The devil will tell you, your children are not going to be saved. He is a liar. The Lord said that he was going to save our household. He said, believe on the Lord, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not going to lie. He's going to save them. So don't look at what you see. Look beyond what you see and know that the devil can never, ever tell you the truth. God has given us promises. His word is the truth. Continue to stand on his word. Don't listen to the devil lies, because that's all he can do is lie. He is the father of them. He can never, ever tell you the truth. So always, always tell the truth. Always look to Jesus. Always. Even when it hurts. Even if you don't want to tell the truth, tell it. Don't let the devil be your father. Whatever God said in his word, you trust and believe. You know that God is the truth, the way, the life. In your business, he'll tell you, you ain't going to make no money. They ain't going to want this product. I don't care what the devil say. I'm going to do my part, and God is going to do the rest. The Lord is going to bless the business. He said it. He said, meditate on the word day and night. He said, then you're going to have good success. You're going to do it because you're going to do your part. You're going to prosper and you're going to have good success. So, don't listen to the devil, because all he can do is tell you lies. He cannot tell you the truth, because he is the father of lies. Listen to what God says. Stand on the truth. Know that, hallelujah, we are winners. We got the greater one on the inside of us. We walking and talking in Jesus' name about the goodness of the Lord. We love the Lord. We're not going to lean to the left. We're not going to lean to the right. We're going to walk in the straight and narrow. We're going to speak the truth in love. God is good. God is great. And the best is yet to come for his people. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry about nothing. All we have to do is allow the Lord to lead us and guide us and speak the truth. Tell the people that Jesus saves, Jesus loves, Jesus cares. Jesus is coming back. And know that we are winners. Know that as long as we walk in the truth, the devil is defeated. He can't harm us. He can't do nothing to us that the Holy Spirit, our God, our Father, won't allow him to do. So as long as we walk in truth, God got our back. The best is yet to come for us, because we have a Father of truth and we obey him, and the fathers of lie we disobey. So know that the best is yet to come for you. And whatever the devil is telling you, contrary to the word, let him know he is a liar, and keep him that way. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And he got a perfect plan for your life in the hands of the host.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for that wonderful word from on high. I will be calling you back shortly after a few announcements to give us our closing benediction. And now let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you this morning for the word. We thank you for the speaker this morning. We thank you, God, for giving her the word from on high that she will bless us, God, and that we know that you are the only truth and that you are the only life. And you said in your word that you are not a man that you should lie, and we believe you, God. We lift you up. We magnify your name. We shall trust you. We shall believe in you, for you are our leader and our guide. And we thank you, God, for your virtues. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, we come before you lifting up the prayer requests that we have received, God, for those that have illness in the bodies. God, you know who they are. We ask you to come by and touch each and every one of them, because we know that you are our healer. You said, by your stripes we are healed, and we are trusting in your word, God, and we are trusting for that healing, God. We stand on it, and we believe it. And, God, we thank you for your peace and your comfort that you are giving those, the bereaved families, God, those that are experiencing bereavement right now. God, we ask you to lift them up, cover them, encourage their hearts. Give them peace, God, and give them comfort as they mourn and as they shed tears over their loved ones that they would bitterly miss. But we know that you are a comforting God and you can give peace beyond all understanding. And God, we thank you for the leaders of this call, that they were obedient to you and said yes, that we can come together each and every morning to worship you and serve you, Lord. We thank you for each and every caller on this line. We ask that you go into their homes, God. You know their needs right now, and we lift them up before you. We thank you right now. We thank you right now for covering each and every family member on this call. We thank you for Artists International, that company that has brought us all together, because with art, without artists, God, we would have never been able to connect with one another. We ask you to continue to lift that company up, continue your anointing over this company and its products, God, because with this company, lives are being changed all over the world. And we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we give you honor, because you are a glorious, magnificent God. You are a true God, a wonderful God. You are the truth, and you are the light. And we shall stand in belief and worship you, give you all honor and praise. We cover this prayer right now in your blood, and we give you thanks, and we seal it with your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, if you'd like to hear the playback of this call, that playback number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-TONE. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN is 957-677-TONE. And please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-432-1085. I think we lost you, folks.
The call for our morning motivational call this morning on Presidential Tuesday, good morning, everyone, is 712-770-4005. And that PIN code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. We also definitely want to keep in prayer this morning our dear beloved Flanagan family, with the homegoing of our Diamond President Reggie's brother, James. That homegoing celebration will be this Friday for all of our artist family in that New Jersey, New York area, Maryland area. If you all want to support him, because truly the Flanagans have been a backbone of support to us. But the homegoing celebration for his elder brother, James M. Flanagan, will be Friday, February the 2nd, 2018, at the Peaceful Zion Baptist Church. Peaceful Zion Baptist Church, 213 Rhode Island Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. And the viewing time will be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the funeral service, homegoing service, will be at 11 a.m. If you would like to send any cards or expressions of love and encouragement to the family, please send it directly to our Flanagan family, Diamond President Victoria and Reggie Flanagan's home address is 519 Norwood, N as in Nancy, O-R-W-O-O-D, Norwood Street, 519 Norwood Street, East Orange, New Jersey, 07018, and we will post this on the Artist for Life Transformational Update page, and I'm sure Reggie will be pasting it on the WhatsApp page for all of us to please of utmost to keep them lifted up in prayer. So we thank you, Evangelist Wanda Walker, for that powerful word today. Govern yourself on all of our announcements tomorrow. We're headed toward the end of the month, and so we're praying for success with our goals, our ranks, so we can see everybody walk across that stage. At the at our extravaganza in March 9th through 11th at the Gateway Sheraton and LAX right by the airport. And at this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Wanda to come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you, Pastor V.
Mm-hmm.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Go out and have a blessed day and keep the devil a liar. God bless you all. Bye now.